You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Stage Direction time. We've got in the studio with me today, Alice Canton. She's back. Kia ora, Alice.
Hi, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, this. I heard the sting, the intro, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's been so long.
We're back.
I know, we've been away. I think I've been away for a few, gosh, I want to say a couple of months maybe. And obviously, I was the morning, I used to be a morning person, and now I'm an afternoon person, which
That's
is
a bit
great.
Lush.
I love it. Like, we love a lunch. We love a theatre. And lunch. I managed to squeeze out a baby in the interim, which, you know, was a feat of genius.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. In fact, for those listening, she is sleeping in the corner as we talk, and hopefully it will stay that way. Anyway, but enough about me. We're here to talk about bigger, better, brighter, beautiful things.
That we are. We're here to talk about Kōanga Festival. We've got Eden Webster with us. Kia ora, Eden. How are you?
Kia ora, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So good to have you.
Yeah, such a pleasure. So Kōanga Festival's been running for a few years now. Hey, that's sort of a curation of work. Talk to us about, give us a top line. What is Kōanga Festival?
Yeah, so Kōanga Festival... this is its 10th festival.
Oh, 10.
Yes, we're turning 10. We're in the double digits.
Yeah, awesome.
But it is a Māori storytelling festival. And it was born out of, like, from Amber Kareen, who is the festival director.
Shout out to Amber.
Shout out to Amber. I'm her little stand-in today.
Yes.
So thanks for having me. So it focuses on Māori and Indigenous storytelling. And it's kind of, we want it to be that staple festival moving into the future for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild because when I think 10 years, I mean, in 10 years, I feel like I've witnessed a real shift in a strong, bolder, brighter, more, I'd like to say, more resource towards Indigenous and Māori storytelling in this country. But, you know, we've still got a long way to go. But that, you must have seen a huge shift over that 10 years. So what is it, what does Kōanga mean now for the festival? What does it mean to have these stories, these voices now?
Yeah, I think we spoke about this earlier in the week, actually, with Amber. But it's about growing Māori playwrights. That's one of the key programs that run throughout the festival. Mm-hmm. But we've done, because it's 10 years, we needed a new look as well. So we brought in extended whānau to do this graphic design. And so within that, we had to feed into what is Kōanga. And so we came up with, Kōanga is the Māori springtime, you know, and so it talks about growing new playwrights and unfurling Māori stories, and that's kind of where we're going, is just keeping those stories alive and cultivating storytelling.
Do you reckon, like, if we talk about what does it mean to be a Māori playwright, what is that? What is unique? What does it mean? Is it any different? Is it the same as playwright? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, so, okay, this is a disclaimer. I'm quite new to Te Ao Whakaari. I've just finished a internship with Te Pau Theatre,
awesome.
Learning how to be a producer.
Woo-hoo!
And now I've stepped into the marketing and comms role. So I'm not actually a Māori playwright, I've been around them. Mm-hmm. And one of my first gigs was coming into Kōanga Festival when I first started. And, being a Māori playwright, I think from my experience looking in, is being able to tell your own stories as a Māori and in a Māori way. And, you know, Te Pau is a Kaupapa Māori Theatre as well. It's the only one in New Zealand. So I think it's telling our stories from our lens, our Māori worldview, and putting it out on the stage for our people. First and foremost.
Totally. And so obviously there's a program of work, because what this is actually elucidating is there are many ways to be Māori, right? There's no singular, homogenous way to be Māori. So talk to us about what are some of the works that you've got in the program this year?
Yeah, so this is actually our biggest festival to date, because it's the 10th year. Mm-hmm. And so it has moved from 2 weeks to 3.5 weeks.
Oh, love that. Give us some time.
Yeah.
We Yeah. Time to get to the show.
And there's something for everybody, but like I'll run down on our top three big shows that are in our Tokomanawa Theatre, which is our big theatre. So first up we have Ngā Rori Rori by Honikoka, who is... he's been referred to as the father of Māori storytelling. So,
shout out to Honikoka as well. Yeah,
he is, it's a new work. It has been put up last year, Ngā Rori Rori, but it is a comedy and dance theatre piece of work. So it is still new. It's it'll be new to Tamaki, and that's been put on with Tawata Productions.
Awesome.
I think, it's about siblings and their connection to whenua. Mm-hmm. There's Māori themes there and identity and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then the next one up we have is Nikke by Scotty Cotter.
Shout out to Scotty.
We've got all the big names.
Shout outs today, but there's just some epic people in this lineup.
We had Scotty in there earlier this year with Massive Theatre. They did I Love You G. So if you loved it there and you came to the show, you'll know where we are as well. But, Nikke also debuted at Kiamo Festival last year, and they had sold-out shows. And that is very much, I think, about identity as Māori. And follow their IG. They've got a lot of cool content coming out through there, talking about the development of the show. And, of course, follow us as well because we... sharing the load.
Yes, we love that. You got to look it on Instagram. What's the handle, actually,
Kuanga Festival.
Great.
That's us. That's Nikke. And then the last, our finisher for the big shows is Rutini Spooner's Be Like Billy.
Okay, so, shout out to Rutini.
Yeah, all the shout outs. He's your mate, so. And so he showed last year, I think, at the Court Theatre. And so this is another Tamaki debut. And that is about... he's... questioning, it's celebrating the life of Billy T. James, but it's also questioning our, why do we laugh at the things that we laugh at when with what he brought to the show? That's what I understand it to be. This one's got a question mark at the end. You'll be like, Billy?
And you know what? There's something actually really great. I have so much respect for Rutini. His craft, he's an incredible performer. Just honestly, an absolute delight. He is a real, he transforms. I've seen him in musical theatre. I've seen him tap dancing. I've seen him, and I know that kapa haka from him comes from his background as well. And this for me is also a sign of his respect for Billy by actually questioning in a way that is really authentically questioning. It's coming from a really, really sincere and deep place. And Roots is iconic, right? If you're going to see, it's a solo work with a live band, is
that
correct?
Yes, I was going to say, there's going to be a live band, and I think there's original music, there's garage party vibes, That's iconic, I think, for Māori.
Epic. So there's, there's other bits and pieces happening across the festival. Yeah. The one thing I would say is if you want to go to any of these shows, you can head online. Te Pō have your own website and ticketing system, hey?
Yep, so there's you can get tickets through Te Pō Theatre, our website there, or Kuanga Festival, which is our brand new website.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Go visit us.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that's cute.
Yeah, it is. It's and we've got all of the shows listed up on both sites. But you can have a read through. I can touch on some of the other things.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. What else is happening?
What else is happening? Oh, well, so opening night we've got Ngā Tohu o Te Taiao. So that is Taonga Puoro. Mm-hmm. It's sand art as well. Ooh. It's a beautiful evening just to welcome us into Kuanga Festival.
Gorgeous.
So Marcus Winter. There is what's his name. He does Maramataka, Ricky Solomon, and there's one other, which I can't say off the top of my head, but that's a great offering, beautiful evening to kick us off. And then the next day we have Whānau Day, which is a free event for everybody, which focuses on storytelling, so you should bring your bubs out.
Yeah. She'll love it. Yeah, 8 weeks old, she'll love it.
You'll love it, and therefore she'll love it. Yeah. But there's crafts, there's kai, there's storytelling, there's a storytelling grove, and then there's shows. So that's an all-day free event for anybody to have a bit of a taste of kuanga. And then we have, because Wiki Te Reo Māori is in the, our time period.
Timing, perfect. Yeah.
And so we've partnered up with the New Zealand Opera, and we are doing a night of Māori opera, and it's hosted by Kawiti Waitford.
That's sick.
So that's going to be really beautiful, and if you've been to our theatre, it's going to be in the foyer.
Oh.
And so, like, there's beautiful art, the ambiance, the sound. Yeah.
Bit of Māori opera, and also, Māori opera. What is Māori opera? You know, that's such an interesting kind of
I think that's a new offering. So, if you want to celebrate Wiki o Te Reo Māori in a beautiful way, that come to Tauiri.
Gorgeous.
And then we have our playwrights program, which has been a staple program, just like Whānau Day, it's been there from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Same with the playwrights program. So the idea is that they take on this 3-month I don't think internship's the right word, but
kind of like a residency, kind of thing. Yeah,
a little bit. So they have a dramaturg. They have somebody who helps them craft their piece of writing. So we had like the biggest number of people apply to be a part of it this year, 48 people.
Oof,
and
wow.
Of that, only 4 people got chosen. Mm-hmm. And so we've got really different works from them, which are really cool. And they work with this. I'm going to call him a dramaturg, but with him to craft their piece. And then during Kuanga Festival, they get actors in to workshop their piece of writing.
Ooh.
And then it's read out at the end of the week.
Oh, yeah. So you're actually getting access to early development of a new work. Which
it's the first time these plays are going to be read aloud.
Yeah, epic.
So, yeah, it is really beautiful. I have, like, some of the kaupapa that are there. There's Tafi Thomas with Haere. There's Tui Matelo with Wet. And that one is like a bit of feminism, Māori feminism. Like,
it's
literature fiction thing. It's pretty buzzy.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Māori feminism literature. Like, sign me up.
Yeah, so you've got to go online and have a read of them. There's Tareen Jones, who's like another young writer. The Atahua story, and that's kind of like mixing a little bit of fantasy in with Te Ao Māori, like, which is kind of new, and fantasy's quite big on, like, you know, TikTok and all of that sort of BookTok. And then there's Rainton Onirua, who's another young upcoming writer and in Te Ao Whakaari, and his one I think is about tangi. Going to be a bit of a serious one.
Yeah.
And I think Tafi Thomas, his one, he's quite a well-known writer.
Yes, absolutely. Award-winning, I would say.
Yeah. I think his kaupapa, off the top of my head, apologies if it's not quite right, is about identity and connection. Or, yeah, it's those classic Māori, yeah.
Pose, I guess.
Yeah. There's one more that I needed to talk about. So there's so much to talk about,
yes.
But we have offering in the same week as Nikki. There is in our smaller space is our other upcoming directors, actors. So Hone Tokiri and Acacia O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they are putting on a double bill evening. So you come to one and then you listen to theirs, you're there for Kari, solo show, and then you go to the others.
Oh, nice.
And it's about alternative upbringings as Māori.
Ooh. Yeah.
So it's called Māori Krishna by Hone Tokiri.
I have read about this and the experience of being a Hare Krishna.
Yeah, growing up Māori in the Hare Krishna faith.
Mm.
So that's Hone's work. And then there's Alternative, which is Acacia's work.
Mm.
And that is about being brought up in like the Steiner schools and alternative.
Ooh.
But yeah, go on and have a read. Come to our socials, go to our website, and
yes,
there's something for everybody.
Oh my gosh, Eden, I'm so glad we got you in to talk across the program. There's so many things for so many people. You know, there's taste for those that want to see early stuff. Mm. I would say those 3 heavy hitters that you mentioned at the top, they've had seasons in Pōneke and in Ōtautahi. So those are works that have been up, they've had audiences, and Be Like Billy is going to do a national tour.
Yes.
So these are esteemed end high quality works that you get to see, as well as those early development works, which are also high quality, undoubtedly. And then also just Whānau Day, where you get to engage with Te Pou. So Te Pou, it's out in Henderson. You can go to Corbin's. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's a great place to go. Just go and hang out. The bar and the hospitality is gorgeous as well. Yeah. Head online to buy some tickets, or just kind of go there and see, you know, try your luck. Although I would say, if you turn up and you get turned away because it's sold out, then that's on you.
Yeah, no, get tickets now, guys.
Yeah. what a great way to come back for Stage Direction.
A fabulous way. It's thank so you exciting. Both so much for coming in. Lovely to have you, and so excited about the festival.
Thanks for having me,
guys.
Yamahi.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.